Welcome to Focus on Violence Prevention, a public affairs presentation. I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
And I'm Tracy Black. I'm the Interim Executive Director at Mitchell County Safe Place in Mitchell County. Last time when we were together, Samantha, you were talking a little bit about domestic violence and your relationship. And one of the things that struck me was that you said that it was an 11-month relationship.
Mm-hmm, it was.
And over the years, working with domestic violence victims, I've had victims that I've worked with who have been in 20-year marriages mm-hmm. that have been violent and abusive.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I say abusive, folks, I mean not just physically violent.
Right.
Whether it's emotionally abusive or financially, mm-hmm. whatever. How striking that is that 11 months in this relationship was so profound for you. Can you even imagine what it's like?
Yeah.
We all know that it happens, but can you really imagine what it's like to be living with that for 20 years?
Mm-hmm. I was lucky in that I was in my 20s, but I had my education behind me. I had not agreed to marry him, so there was I had agreed to marry him, but we hadn't gotten married. So I didn't have that legal paperwork tying us together with assets and that kind of thing. And we didn't have a child in common. Oftentimes what happens is you wind up with, you're married, you have one or more children together, and a lot of times you're not working, or if you are working, then he is controlling your resources, like you have to turn your paycheck over to him. You don't even have access to funds to get out. And the longer you stay in it, the more you doubt your own abilities, and you've been told, you'll never make it without me, no one will love you but me. I've had clients who will come into shelter who've been in it 20 or more years, and I've had one lady who explained to me, she said, honey, I've even forgotten what I like to eat or drink, my favorites of anything. I know what the kids like, and I know what he likes, but I've forgotten what I like. And so that was a big eye-opener for me. This was about 20 years ago. She had lost a lot of her identity. And I remember talking to her. I said, well, at some point, let's sit down and talk about when you were a little girl or when you were in middle school or high school, what did you want to be when you grew up? That became a big eye-opener for me. Sometimes we forget who we are.
It's a whole lot more common than you would think it is, and especially as the years go by. A lot of times, victims will have come from a broken home.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's another piece. They don't want their children to come from a broken home.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Dr. Phil has this wonderful phrase that I absolutely love. And he says, children would rather come from a broken home than live in a broken home.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, we know that that's way to break cycles of violence is in childhood. And when we go out to the schools and talk to young people, even before they start having children, figure out ways where you're not going to be raising your children in violence, because violence begets violence and we learn it.
Well, and one thing, just to emphasize how damaging domestic violence is on children, the state of North Carolina considers allowing your children to witness domestic violence as a very serious crime. It's a criminal act.
Yeah. And then when we know weapons can be drawn and children literally get in the middle, every year we have our list of domestic violence homicides across the state of North Carolina, and every year, unfortunately, children are on that list.
Exactly.
They've been caught in the middle.
Collateral damage.
We never, ever, ever want that to happen. And so if you need to talk to us about any of this, coming into shelter or coming out to talk to one of your groups or schools, churches, anything like that, call us any time of the day or night at 682-0056 in Yancey County.
And in Mitchell County, you can call Mitchell County Safe Place at 765-4044.
And remember, stopping all forms of violence in our communities begin with who?
It begins with you and me.
Thanks for listening.